sitting on my front porch. A woman pulling a cello in a case on casters approaches up the block. She's beautiful. I look at her, and she looks back at me. Our eyes lock, and we stare at each other. And in that moment, which lasts no more than 2 or 3 seconds, an entire world of possibilities opens. I think of holding her, of kissing her, and making love to her, of the life we might lead together. I imagine movies and museums and restaurants and hilarious family gatherings and trips abroad and quiet evenings at home, listening to music or discussing books and poetry. I imagine sitting with her in the evenings, watching the sun go down on the veranda of the mission-style home we built from the proceeds of her concertizing. I imagine growing old together, parchment skin, the pain of separation and death, and dust. And then, the beautiful woman passing before my house with her cello drops her eyes, continues up the street, and disappears from my life, never to be seen again. And I know our relationship has run its course, and that we've parted, finished with each other forever. A lifetime in a moment. The joys, ecstasies, angers, betrayals, recriminations, fistfights in the kitchen when we're both drunk, the counseling sessions, the visits to the Betty Ford Clinic, all of it gone. And I'm glad she's left me. Glad it's over. Thank God she was able to break free when she did, to leave me with as much of myself intact as I have left. And I get up from the porch and go inside and pour myself a drink.
When I was gonna work there, we did that. I went back up.